all sing on, so it made this thing vibrate. You better sing on it, because the song's pretty lame without you. It's good to know where it's at.
You gotta sing it even if you don't know it.
All right, there's you know, like there's 80,000 people here, something like that, anyway. So, if you could all just make it sound like an ocean for a few minutes to help us out with this next song.
Yeah, think waves.
I'm trying to recreate, my guitar has created itself right here.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Let's hear the ocean.
Waves.
A few waves. Give us the ocean.
Yeah.
That's good. This is a song about sunrise. And singing from nowhere. Don't sing the bird.
What's the next line of that?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't singing for politicians.
Politicians.
I ain't singing for spouts.
He's out of work anyway.
His notes for you.
This note for you.
I've got the real thing, babe.
But it sounds good when you say it against Coca-Cola, you know. It's like I feel funny saying I got the real thing. Because I might not have it. Maybe I might have it.
Maybe I got the real thing. I got the real thing.
What'd you say?
Hawks and doves.
Hawks and doves.
Yeah! Chewbacca!
Where's my computer?
Chewbacca!
Man, the stars. Give me a break. That's it.
Chewbacca! Chewbacca!
She calls out for a song that I sang twice, like 10 years ago. It's got 400 verses. I hear an obscure crowd.
Too far gone!
Yeah, that's a compliment. It is. They're good looking, too. Home fires. Cha-ching! I think I can do that one. Over salmon in the audience.
He asked for a song yesterday that I kind of worked on last night. In a couple more days, I'll have them done. I missed the Horde Festival in Sarasota, Florida. I'm going to be doing all those tunes.
Who's singing harmony? Come here. Let's try that again.
They're pretty good.
Was I too far gone?
Too far gone. Too far gone for you.
Try that again.
Was I too far gone? Too far gone? Too far gone for you?
Ambulance Blues is going to be a little later.
Cinnamon Girl!
What about
Cinnamon Girl!
Whoa, man, T-bone, I can't, you know, I gotta have the horse to do T-bone. Okay. Do them all at once. It's all one song.
Greatest song.
Well, it's nice to see you. It's nice to be here, especially with just these two microphones.
Thank you very much.
All the stuff that you have to use when you play the big stage kind of makes it big, but if it doesn't, it takes away a little. Of the subtleties. What are left of the subtleties? Okay, let's see. I had a plan here. Okay. I already did that one. How about
Cowgirl? Cowgirl!
Okay, here's a new one. Okay. This sounds just like the last one, but I just wrote it. I haven't played out on the weekend in a long time. Let's see if I can remember that. Radio Horde. Solid Gold Oldies. The only traveling oldies station. Well, maybe not the only one. What song was that again? Some of those long ones, those other ones, have to get out somebody's database or something. Check that out. Somebody else's database. Okay, it's got a weird beat that I never get right, so. I wrote this song about my old car, my first car. It was a 1948 Buick Roadmaster. First. And it gave me a lot of good miles. And one little trick I had to save gas eventually destroyed the car completely. I was coasting downhill. And then I kind of like, you know, then when I got to the bottom, I let the clutch out again, get back in gear, and take off. There's a little thing called a throw-out bearing. And I threw that right out. When that happened, that weakened the design of the Buick Roadmaster. So it, as I continued down the road, eventually I trashed the entire drivetrain.
So I had to pull over to the side because I couldn't move anymore. And I took it to a place called Bill's Junkyard. He said that he could get the parts and put it back together. So I was only about 19 or 20 at this time. And I got the car back together again, and I kind of slept in a Volkswagen bus for a couple of days there in the junkyard and waiting for Bill to finish up. I got it all finished. I took off out of there feeling pretty good. But I noticed there was a new sound. There was a new sound in the air. Spring. No, it was the transmission. And shortly after that, for the second time, the car kind of blew up and everything fell apart again. And this car was my whole identity. Everything about it was me, you know. So it was a sad day. So later on, as these people that age are commonly doing, you know, sometimes, I made up a whole story about it that was different than what really happened. Convinced myself that in this fit of sadness that I rolled my Buick Roadmaster off the edge of a cliff and watched it go down into a canyon so it destroyed itself completely so no one could ever use it again but me, you know, and since I was finished with it. At 19 years old, I didn't think much further down the road about it, so. That's a little background on the car.
Remember anything off Broken Arrow?
Total blank. Just kidding. What was that? Old King. Oh, wow. I don't have my banjo with me. Oh. Bummer. Bummer at the Horde today. Horde Oldies Radio went off the air today because it didn't have its banjo with it. Okay. Well, I got time to do another couple here before I go back. No, I just said I made up that about the banjo because I can't remember the words. Okay. Very professional the way I handled that. This reminds me of a long time ago. I used to do this kind of thing all the time, you know, coffee houses. You know, I even got a tape of doing this like in 1968 or something at a place called the River Boat in Toronto. And I would talk, you know, if you think I'm talking a lot now, you should hear that tape. I talked all the time. I talked more than I sang. I mean, I only sang like 3 or 4 songs a set. The rest of the time I was just nattering away or rapping away. Yeah, too much coffee, right? Definitely. Yeah. That's what it was. Okay. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing all right. Hey, nice hat. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, wow. Wow, it's one of my hats. Tell me why it's really high. Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown, check this out, new words, okay? Well, they're not new. They're just different. Homegrown's all right with me. Homegrown is the way it should be. Homegrown is a good thing. Plant that bulb and let it glow. Well, I didn't say it was going to be good. I said it was going to be different. You're so talented looking, too. Here's a home grown. Can you do that? Home grown. Yeah. Home grown. Home grown's all right. And let it ring. Wow, you're great. Don't stop singing. Build a career on that shit.
I'm going to do another sad song, folks. Finding it hard to announce two of these. Dual BBC cups. In America, you know, they do things to cars. I don't know if you know, but the reason I said dual BBC cups. Here's your thing from between the shows when you advertise. Don't miss it! Don't miss it! On American television, they, you know. This kind of TV over here isn't the same as American TV. American TV, they give you a lot of commercials, you know. They don't know that you know what's on, you know. You know, like they take it for granted that you don't know anything. Start from there and work down. So I was talking about American cars, you know. When you turn 16 in America, you get your driver's license. That makes you a man. 16. And then, well, really, it's a huge masculine symbol, I guess, some in America. Man's car is a whole trip sometimes, you know. They have, you know, like mufflers and everything. They get them and they make them and they put stuff in the back in the trunk to make them this high off the ground, you know. So they look like they're going fast even when they're not even turned on. Saying, that guy sure must be far out. He's got such a far out car. And then they put aerials on them, you know, one on each side. And mufflers come out the back, and they change the lights on the back, and they make them big and red. And I got dual BBC cups on my grand piano. 1957 Buick piano.
No more calls, Mouse. very confusing. I just started playing this, get my thumb caught in it all the time. I just started playing this thing. And you have to carry a different one for every key you play it. You just can't move your hands to another position. So I have to carry a lot of things around my pockets now. My pockets always used to have holes in them, and I never, you know. No, that's a line. Forget that one. Here it is. This one's in G if anybody wants to blow along with me. God. Everybody brought their marine band harmonicas. I think this sets all right. Maybe I'll put it somewhere else. It's sticking into me, you see. I don't travel with a band anymore. I got so much equipment now.
Here's a new song. It's guaranteed to bring you right down. It's called Don't Let It Bring You Down. Sort of starts off real slow and then fizzles out all together. Usually a really long song, folks, and we're gonna do it real slow tonight.
So a lot of people said to me just that, you know, Crazy Horse is like, you know, those guys can't play, man.
To which you reply,
I say, well, you know, they can't play with you. Feels real good.
Yeah, I think you're sometimes maybe underestimated as a guitarist when you're really a great guitar player. Do you see yourself as a really great guitar player?
Well, not really, but a maker of noise. And a melodic noise, too.
Yes.
Sometimes, but a group cannot, if you're learning how to play, you can play what I play.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're, you know, I mean, it doesn't take very long to learn how to play the notes that I play. I don't play very fast. Even my fastest playing is slow compared to some of these guys like Steve Vai. you know what I mean? And when you see these guys on MTV, you know, I don't know how they do this. You know what I mean? What is that? You go, cool. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. I know that was...
You don't sit home and try or anything, right?
No, not, I did. For a while, I tried.
It's hard to do it.
It's way too hard.
It's real hard.
I do it by... I get sort of the same sound by just gnarling right down on it. Yeah. You know, get the pick and... You know?
Yeah.
Get the sound like that. So then I'm on my bus someplace in some hellhole somewhere playing some show. And the good part of it is when I'm on stage, and the bad part of it is the rest of it, you know. And these two dorks come on my bus. I don't know how it happened. I swear to God, two jerks from some press service come on my bus and start asking me these questions. And I was just kind of burnt, you know. And the guys start putting down Reagan left and right and everything. And I looked at the guy and I said, you're an ass, you know. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. So you probably put down every damn president, you know, that ever lived. You're a president basher.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you do is if they win, they lose. You know, so I said, you know, the guy's, he's got some good ideas. You know, I stand behind the way he feels about this and that. You know,
yeah.
I told him, I said, I think you're for dismissing a person completely and every idea he has because he happens to be president and he makes some really stupid moves on one level that I would never think of backing, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the guy didn't have some good ideas somewhere along the line, maybe yesterday, about something else. So with the press, it's so hard, even though print is in black and white, it's so hard for them to make it clear what's really happening, you know. So here I am, you know, Reagan supporter, you know.
I mean, there's a sound.
Yeah, you know, I've learned one thing, you know, you don't want to close the door on anything, okay? I close the door on everything. And every time I do something new, I'd say, this is it, I'm not doing anything else anymore. everything I did before this is, and everything I'm going to do after it is, just this matters, you know. You know, and then I was wrong, you know. 6 months later, I'm going, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't know what the hell that was. You know, so, you know, I'm not going to say I'm never going to play with them again. I never took acid myself.
Really?
Although, you know, like a doctor once told me, and I was in the hospital being checked out because I'd passed out and had a convulsion at one point. Yeah. And he asked me, he said, have you ever taken any hallucinogenic drugs? And I said, no. Never taken any acid, if that's what you mean. and he said, well, don't ever do it. You'll never come back. You know, this guy at UCLA, they did all these tests, and that's what they came up with. They put me in a pneumoencephalogram. I don't know if you ever heard what that is. But they put you in this machine, and they turn you kind of upside down, like, and you got like, they put these things in your back, and they put air and radioactive dye in you, and then they turn you upside down, and the dye all rises to your feet or something. I don't know. And it really is painful. I mean, primal scream time, okay? I'm not kidding. I've never been so terrified. I was screaming, for the last scream, you know, the big scream. I'm going out of my mind. And they're doing this test on me. And, you know, for a week and a half after that, every time I move my head, little air bubbles in my head.
Jesus.
You know, and at the end of all of those tests, he said, don't ever take acid. Don't do it. But you'll never come back.
But you can do this upside down thing as much as you want, I suppose.
Yeah, that's okay.
The song's a little overly heavy, maybe. For that, I apologize.
It's a new song I wrote in 1968. I was too paranoid to record it at that time. And it's back. Called L.A. Woo. Now I don't live there anymore. I don't feel so bad seeing it. Haven't sung it yet, though.
Keeping me informed. If anything really good happens, we'll have an instant replay of it. On this last tour that I did, this is the last concert of it, I guess. I wrote most of the songs while I was on the road. That last song I wrote somewhere near the road, somewhere. Pretty middle of the road song, actually. Well, I've been watching BBC and I'm trying to pick up on some of that humor. Song I wrote about beaches in Spain. I've never been to the beaches in Spain. My own idea of what it's like over there. In case any of you guitar players in the audience are wondering about these guitar stands, they're Rolls Royce guitar stands. And they're actually quite novel. I don't know if you're into guitar stands.
Surprise!
See, when you just go out these days, you just never know what's going to happen, man. Could run into the president robbing a grocery. You never know.
Or the president.
Okay.
I'll be the president.
Okay.
I'll get the feeling you'd like that.
Quiet stuff. Real quiet.
Oh, we're playing as loud as we can. Be quiet. Already. I'll play it one more time. Right. Just going to do this. Don't matter what you want. This is important.
How are you doing? Welcome to the Horde.
Yeah!
Horizons of rock developing everywhere. When he made that up, it wasn't a couple of hippies in a room smoking a joint that made that up. It was corporate guys.
They get paid for.
Let's see if I can remember this one. I tried to do this yesterday. Somebody requested this, and I couldn't remember any of it. So they jumped up with the CD package and opened the lyrics up to me and sang it in my ear. And I retained at least 42% of what happened yesterday. Yeah, that's the one there. Anyway, I'm going to try it again because when I get it down, I'll take it over to the big stage. That's what the workshop here at the Horde Festival is all about. There's one for all you surfers out there. Out there somewhere. I saw you this morning.
You surfed all the way from Santa Cruz, man.
You surfed all the way here from Santa Cruz?
That's right.
Did you have enough garfong with you when you came through there?
How you doing? Well, we're going to try something on you then if you're doing that good. Wish us luck on this one, will you? Good luck! Good luck!
do that again. I don't know. I doubt it.
Peggy Young, please bring your shopping list to the workshop. Organic carrots on that, please. Just trying to get a good shopping list together here today. This is the place, right? All right, I've got another one for you here. You're not going to need the one here. Okay. That sounds just like the last one. I can do that one. Then I'm out of here because we got so much time. I'll be back in a little while.
How you doing out there? Well, talk amongst yourselves then. You're very quiet. Yeah, I like that. Make a little noise. Yeah, anything. Right. Yeah, right. Good, that's much better. Much better. Rub your girlfriend a little bit. We're only here for a little while, you know, you might as well get it while you can.
Welcome to the Hordo Culture Monument Series. The artists appearing on this stage are all collectible and you can take them home with you. Anyway, nothing earth-shattering right away. I just woke up, okay? I'm going to start with something I know. Okay. All right, you can tell I'm a little shaky. Just trying to wake up my voice. Losing it. Out here today. It's a nice place, isn't it? Now, this is by special request here on the Monument Series of Horticulture stage. See the girl dance. Whoa. Live music are better. Live music are better. For stickers, should be issued. You're right. I confess. Wow. Pocahontas. Short one, but it's a good one.
a song here I wrote in a motel room in Los Angeles. I have to tell you a story about Southern Man. Okay? I was at the Oakland Coliseum. And I was playing away, you know. It's having a pretty mediocre time, actually. It wasn't that hot, you know. It was show number 58. And we were all tired, you know. The band wasn't right in the first place. It's one of those things, you know. By the time we got there, Southern Man, you know, everybody every night would yell, Southern Man. And I could do it, I went to sing it, you know, and I was singing away, and I started off. And by then, you know, I sang with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and I sang by myself, and I was singing with these other guys, you know. And by then, I was starting to sort of feel like a little bit, you know. I really believe the song, you know, that, you know, where I was at, where I wrote it. But anyway, I was singing away, you know, Southern Man, better keep your head. Don't forget what's a good book. And, this guy in the front row, you know, he's about far away as me and you, you know. He jumped up and I'm right on, oh, I love it, you know, and he felt really good, I could tell, you know. And, all of a sudden, this black cop just walked up to him, you know, and it just was the scene, the way it looked at me. And he just crunched me. And I just took my guitar off and put it on the ground and got in the car and went home, you know. A lot of those people couldn't understand it because they couldn't see from the other end, you know. They thought I just freaked out or something, you know. But something about it, and ever since then, I've never sang the song. I don't know why. I sang it a lot, you know. I sang it every night for a long time, and I really... That's the story anyway. I couldn't do it. I don't feel it right now.
Don't do it.
So anyway, we're in this motel room. We're trying some honey slides. You know what a honey slide is? Honey slides? That's just, you know, real fluid-grade marijuana. The worst you can get on the street, you know. And you take it, you know. Get your lady, you know, got one. Get her to cook up on the stove, you know. Put that grass in the grinder, you know. Get it real fine. Put it in the frying pan. Put it on the stove. Turn the heat up a little. Wait till that grass just starts to smoke. Just a little bit. Take it off the heat. I don't want to burn anything on it. Then you take the honey, you know. Get a half a glass of honey about this big. I hope you ladies are listening tonight. This is very important. And just keep that honey right off till it's slippery, you know. And then mix that grass with it, you know. Take that fine grass that you've cooked up, you know, just till it started to smoke and you took it off. You mix those together and with a spoon, you know, and this thing. I think you should eat it after that, yeah. Just eat it after that. Just eat a little of it, you know, maybe a spoonful or two. You'd be surprised, you know, it just makes you feel fine. For that cheap grass, it's great. Just, you know, these times, we've got to think about things like that. I heard Ryan talking earlier about meatballs, you know. I got about 180 meatballs where I went. I can only eat about one of them. I saved them though, they're on the fridge. Anyway, back to the motel. We're just sitting around having a few honey slides. We slow you down quite a bit. There's nothing to really get fast for anyway. This song just sort of came through. We were all sitting around just playing these chords, playing with my friends, Rusty Kershaw, Ben Keith, sitting around the motel room, TV was on. Song's a little novelty tune. bunch of country singers, I want you to sing along in the chorus to just be able to pick it up right away, even though you've never heard it. This is for you, man. Get it. No shit. Yes, dude.
To drink some water every once in a while. I don't want to be one of those people they carry out of here this afternoon. I saw a couple of them on the way here, so I'll pass that on. Drink some water if you get a chance. Or ride a motorcycle, that'll do too.
Here's an old song I wrote a long time ago. Never could ever get to record it, though, folks. Seems every time I try to record this song, someone stepped in. And might as well take our time now, you know, because everybody else is asleep. Oh, thank you, Rob. First day there. I'm just like Baskin and Robbins now. 31 flavors. So here goes. This is especially for you critics. Hey. I just have this song I gotta sing for you. I finally think I found it. Oh, I know all those old songs, really. I still know the changes. Sometimes I feel like a green Wurlitzer. I love it when you ask me for those old songs and everything, but it's funny because what keeps you alive is what kills you, you know. You get too much of the old shit, you know. Good night. So here's a song I wrote especially you loud, boisterous mothers out there. I can hear you. Just pretend you can hear that old pool hall clanking in the background. I know you can relate to this song. It's a song I wrote about myself. It's called Too Far Gone. Even though there have been maybe 9 songs with the same title in the last 2 years, I don't let things like that bother me. If I'm too far gone, I got the right to say it, right? Okay. Just checking with you. It's because of this abyss here. It's because of this hole between us that I have to keep reaffirming ourselves, you know? You're like a... Here we go, anyway. I was going to tell you something about... Okay, all right, I'll tell you, okay? Then I'll do the song. We'll be here a long time. Okay, that's not it. That's not it. Just think of this as George Burns' cigar. When I look down here in a pit, we did an earlier show tonight. I just want to tell you that, I don't know if any other artist who ever played here, I use the word loosely, before I told you this, but down in the pit there, right down in here, could have a little light on that so that people could see. Could you light up the pit, please? Well, anyway, I want to tell you, folks, you don't have to be able to see me to hear what I'm saying. What I'm going to tell you is I saw Judy Garland down there tonight, earlier. She was wearing a red dress with red lipstick, and she had some little bit of music with her right here. One of those music folios, it said, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Had a picture of her as a little girl looking up at me with the blue sky behind her. And there she was, Judy Garland in a red dress with a piece of music. And she looked up and she said, How's the business, Neil? You don't have to believe me.
you one thing. We turn off the radio when it sounded like that. We were just cruising down the road. We couldn't hear anything at all. But anyway, as I drove off the road for the 8th time in a row, I looked over at her into her beautiful eyes. I said, am I too? Now here's a story I read one night when I was just sitting around on one of my friend's farms out there. We were getting high, sitting there in front of that old pot belly. Thinking about what it could have been like. I turned over and said, wow, I wish I had my 12 string with me right now. Come on up here, Judy. Well, listen, we could do a couple of songs right now, you know. I'd like to hear you, I'd like to hear you do one that, you know, we could do together. I did it last show, and the crowd was pitiful. It was unbelievable. Great crowd, but they couldn't sing at all. I know you can do better. And if you're out this late, then you can relate to the song better. That's quite an intro. Maybe I should run that down again. We're going to be here for a while tonight, so. You ever notice how what a release that is? If I say a couple of things and you don't react, then I say, we're going to be here for a while, and you all yell, and I feel good, and you feel good. Funny thing.
Oh, this is just like Cowgirl in the Sand. I'd like to bring out some friends here to get a little help with this grand finale here. I'm sure you'll recognize some of these suspects. My God, they're so clean looking. Song for your favorite product.
Positive.
What are you going to do, Neil?
I can't get it together here. All these wires. Let's see birds.
Okay. Is there any birds around? We're gonna do you?
This is a song about birds.
Frankly, secondary made all those movies, and I wasn't doing so much. I don't recall anything about it actually. My best memory is I can't seem to recall whether
I just don't recall.
I don't know. This is a boogieing song,
so
all
boogie.
You
can all just when your regular favorite note shows up.
You don't want my shoes. Unless you request. The list I saw was about 3 weeks ago. I gave up lists, so. Well, that's quite an order there, pal. Well, I know it's the law you're asking for
material.
Series. Same album for this back far. It's hard to move around. When I get back that far, I get lost. Let's stick with that one more song from that album, and then the Horde Monument series will move on to a different year. The Horde Monument series, number 3. Moving ahead now. Time is passing. Here is the Pit Sides. 1986. No. It's 89. No, it's 88. Got to get up there. Here's one there. It's here coming in. 78. If I could sing this, it'll be a miracle. It's early in the morning for some of these higher notes. Beat that, wow. I told you it was short.
Okay, well, our last one was too slow, so we're going to try.
part of this one a little too fast.
I almost forgot to change harmonicas. All right. This song is an old song I wrote, but recorded it many times and it never was too good. Finally, I recorded it myself. It wasn't too bad. So I'm going to put it out someday anyway.
Very sensitive about it. tell you a little story about him. He used to go with me on the road all the time. And you know, I kind of smelled like a hound because he was a hound. But it smelled good to him. And, you know, when we went out on the road, we'd take him to a veterinary place or something, and they'd clean him up a little bit, so when he got on the bus, it wasn't too funky, you know? After a while, we all kind of got used to each other on the bus, and it was okay, but right at first, he was a little strong. So anyway, once somebody took him that usually doesn't take him, took him to some Fifi dog place. He came back smelling kind of like some bad toilet paper or something. Non-environmental at all. It had this odor to it that was like, oh no. He sort of looked like one of those things that hangs on people's mirrors, you know, that smell. Anyway, it was bad to me, but to him it was hell. Because he was, you know, sensitive. I'm cold. And so I was sleeping on the side of the road. I was on my way up to Eureka, California to play with Jack Anderson. And you know, he woke me up. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. You get this nose, you know. Wake me up. I'm going, what's happening? It's this big nose. It's looking at me. You know, I'm desperate. You know, and I said, God, you smell terrible. You stink. And he knew he stunk. And he wanted off the bus. He said, I want to go roll some cow shit on this. So, you know, he was a smart dog, and he was purebred, actually. He's a beautiful animal. And he had all the senses that he needed. He knew how to get back. And, you know, hounds will circle an area and keep going wider and wider circles. And they count how many times, somehow they know how many times they went around it. So when they come back in, they just count it like the lifelines on a tree or something. You know, they just come right back in and right to the core, and that's where he started from. You know. Anyway, he knew that. He taught me that. And so I said, okay, I'll take a shot. I'll get to the point when I'm ready to get to the point. Get to the point, he said. What a dickhead.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
I'm telling a dog story. Get to the point. Am I in L.A. or what? You're tough, right? You can take it. Yeah, we know. We know. So, that's right. So anyway, geez, I'm gonna have to start over again. I think I forgot. So anyway, nice. Now you got me going, dude. Oh, really? He took off. I let him go. And there's only one thing that can go wrong if you do that, and it's if it rains. And then he can't find his way back, but he can't smell over the little rings, you know. He just loses it completely. So he lost it. He got lost. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're still waiting for him to come back. And I got to go to the gig pretty soon or I'm going to be late, you know. And I'm going, shoot, I lost my dog. How am I going to tell everybody? You know, I can't leave him behind. I can't, you know, what can I do? So I went out hunting for him. There was a railroad track there. And I walked up and down the railroad track and I was yelling into the trees up. All by myself out there and walking up and down the track. Elvis! And I couldn't hear a thing. Not a hound around. And so I gave up after a while. The Rolling Stone guy was following me around with random notes. I saw him writing down, you know, I was out on this railroad track in the middle of nowhere yelling out Elvis. And I knew that wouldn't be good for my image. So I went back to the bus, and I got out my lucky shirt, which I don't have with me tonight, you may have noticed. But it's too hot for my lucky shirt. So anyway, I took it out there and I put it down by the bowl. Took his bowl out there and I left the shirt. He'd come back eventually, you know, find his way back to the shirt. And I figured after the gig I'd come back. I'd pick him up, you know, get back on the bus, take off. So I'm leaving and this guy in the pickup truck pulls up and he says, "Hey Neil, what are you doing?" I said, I told him, I'm not gonna tell you all again. I told him, and then he said, "Well, that's okay, Neil, I'll go get my wife, and we'll wait. We'll wait right here until he comes back. Then we'll bring him to you in Eureka." I said, "Wow, what a great guy. You're great." Yeah, so he did, you know. So I took off, and just before I was about half an hour late. Nothing like Guns N' Roses, mind you. I lost my dog. What did they lose? You know what I mean? So I got there, and hey, that's rock and roll. You know, you gotta do what you do. So just as I was going on, they called me and said they found me. extra bonus song for them.
Right.
I talked for so long. Don't want to ever abuse the crowd. Rule number one.
He's dying to come out, buddy. He's got a mic back there. He can't come out here. He's stage shot. He said he loves you people. I love you so much. There's no truth in the rumor that Elvis is dead. He rides with me on my bus and he eats Elvis. This is Elvis' first record.
And the morning sun mine is yet to climb my hood ornament. But before too long, I might see those flashing red lights. Look out, mama, 'cause I'm coming home tonight. I think I'll roll another number for the road. I feel able to get under any load. Though my feet aren't on the ground, I've been standing on the sound of some open-hearted people going down.
I'm sorry, I don't know the word.
Going back to Woodstock for a while. Though I long to hear that lonesome hippie smile. I'm a million miles away from that helicopter day. No, I don't believe I'm going back that way. Sing it with us. I think I'll roll another number for the road. I feel able to get under any load. Though my feet aren't on the ground, a little rhythm, I've been standing on the sound of some open-hearted people going down. I think I'll roll another number for the road. I feel able to get under any load. Though my feet aren't on the ground, I've been standing on the sound of some open-hearted people going down.
One, two, three. Well, I went with Mary Lou, tried Peggy Sue, had a date with Donna, and Barbara and Tuba. Wanna, kind of fun to wanna.
The dealer was alive. and chicks. They might come by too. Get it, get it. Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, well, the exterminator should come in just a few minutes. All the garage.
The exterminators? Hi, Mom. We got a big show in San Francisco. We're practicing.
I've already called the man for rent secure, but they're on their way.
Okay, Mom.
It's my easy chords. It's our special favorite time.
Welcome to Miami Beach, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is cheaper than it looks.
Here's a nice simple song for all beer drinkers. I wrote this song. Now the beer. Yeah. The long-haired ones aren't called redneck. They're called, I don't know what they're called. I've seen them, though. They're called the Andrews Sisters. I put on my guitar just so I'd be ready. But I put them on backwards. And I have to go through a contortion. How could I forget this next tune, folks? Can you hear up there, man? Yeah, man. Listen more. Part of the show is brought to you by Brooks Boxes. Dependable. Easy to maintain. Leaves no yellow film. Now back to our show. Anyway, if you know the words, sing along. If you don't know the words, sing along. Do something in time, anyway. But do it in time.
Think that one? Come on, folks. It's a good thing we ain't getting paid by applause, or else we'll starve to death. Okay.